All right, tonight we're going to talk about the latest and greatest on world news. Donald Trump, the FBI deploying police to guard the facility where the Epstein files are stored. What? And the U.S. has issued a terrifying NOTAM airspace warning as B-52 nuclear bombers conduct attack demo as the Venezuela crisis spirals out of control. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the brink of World War III, major natural disasters, and a whole lot more. The middle class is buckling under the inflation. Silver and gold are skyrocketing. The FBI is spying on the American populace, and a new film about unidentified phenomenon is getting a congressional audience, and it appears to be the latest reverse blue beam type operation. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great Friday, everyone. Guys, the U.S. is pushing the Ukraine to sign a peace deal by Thanksgiving or lose support. That's right. The White House is now pressuring the Ukraine to sign this deal, and it's a new peace proposal by Thanksgiving or they lose support to the country, according to two officials familiar with talks on this. And they're speaking under a condition of anonymity, obviously, and this is a sensitive diplomatic discussion, they're saying. But U.S. Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll presented the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on Thursday with a version of the 28-point plan that President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff recently drafted with Russian envoy Kirill Dmitriev. And the plan, which has been leaked in the press and confirmed by several officials, included several red lines for Ukraine. That's right, they're drawing the line in the sand, including a massive reduction in its army size and ceding territory to Russia that has not yet conquered militarily. So they're basically saying, give up this land to Russia. I think there's some type of $100 billion payoff deal from Russia in this, and they're saying possibly Trump might get in on this. I don't know what's going on, but I just know that there's basically virtually been a cardboard war going on over there. And when I say cardboard war, I do mean cardboard, but you know, some real skirmishes and whatnot. Obviously, them testing a lot of drone technology and everything like that against troops, and primarily just old tanks, old equipment that Russia rolled out from the Cold War era, basically. And they're just getting rid of old inventory and old merchandise. They even rolled out the old inflatable tanks, inflatable vehicles, and we caught soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers, wielding plywood guns. That's right, for a prop for a CNN piece. So a lot of this money is being pulled into, in my opinion, their underground bases and the construction of underground bases. But now they're basically presenting this to the public that, you know, some type of action is going to happen. But I mean, it's just essentially all smoke and mirrors. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, the FBI has deployed police to guard a facility where the Epstein files are stored. And this is an ongoing saga with the Epstein files that is ultimately absolutely going to go nowhere, because first of all, the files have been completely and totally sanitized by now. Not to mention my report early on, I was the first one to tweet it out just minutes after Jeffrey Epstein's death went out in the press, but I had tweeted out about the 4chan post that talked about military personnel showing up at the prison where Jeffrey Epstein was being held and allegedly purported to have committed suicide, but they came and got him and they extracted him. That's right, because he is an intelligence operative, CIA, Mossad, double agent, and they need him alive. And he's likely in Valhalla, which is, you know, I mean, just an acronym for a witness protection program, essentially, right? But there is actually a real Valhalla. People can check into it. Guys, you know, it's getting strange, but they're guarding these Epstein files now, and they're saying that the head of the FBI, Kash Patel, was leading a cover-up of these Epstein files. This is what Epstein's brother is saying, Mark Epstein, and he said this on Tuesday right before the House and Senate passed a bill to compel the Department of Justice to release the cache of files, right? And like they're ever going to do that. And if they do, they're going to be completely and totally sanitized files. And nothing will ever come of this. It's just a complete and total ruse, a distraction. So, according to people familiar with this, these FBI operations, the FBI sent uniformed police officers to the Central Records Complex to literally guard this facility, to block anyone attempting to do anything fishy with these Epstein files. But I mean, like, we are to believe that all the files are kept in one place and they're all grouped in. It's already been talked about that Pam Bondi and others went through these files and sanitized Donald Trump's name out of them. They even tried to say that Donald Trump was another Donald Trump that they were talking about when they referenced these files. I mean, things are getting strange, and this is like an ongoing soap opera that's never ending. It's like Days of Our Lives or As the World Turns or, you know, any of those old programs, Dynasty or whatever, what have you. And these FBI agents are even pulling all-nighters to make sure that no one is supposedly tampering with this, but really they're probably just providing security while these documents are being further sanitized. Guys, the U.S. has issued a terrifying notice to airmen, airspace warning, as B-52 nuclear bombers conduct an attack demo. And the United States Federal Aviation Administration sent out a NOTAM at 1:08 p.m. Eastern Time, alerting pilots, airlines, and air traffic controllers of a potentially hazardous situation in and around Venezuela. Hours later, the Air Force announced that a B-52 along with a KC-135, some other aircraft and fighter jets conducted a bomber attack demo in the Southern Command area in operation set up to deter illegal drug runners from Venezuela. So there's that going on as they basically press us into some type of situation or lockdown situation. Obviously, you know, as things heat up with the arrival of this comet 3i Atlas, which is not a comet, and the Nibiru Nemesis star system, the disasters that are set to unfold. Guys, there's bubbling going on in the ocean off the coast of California now. I mean, things are getting serious, okay? They don't got military around for nothing. They're in literally every state, and this was requested under a direct order from President Donald Trump from the office of the President of the United States in Washington, D.C., at the White House. And this went out, to all the governors, and they had to prepare rapid response teams and have those ready. They are ready. They're ready to go. Something is going to happen. NASA just bought 30 days by lying to the general public about 3i Atlas. And now the economy is going under, basically. I mean, it looks like the dollar is going to lose 50% value in the next year, by the end of 2026, and the middle class is buckling under the inflation. It's just getting so bad. Food prices are up. America's middle class is weary, and nearly 5 years of high prices have crippled the middle and lower income Americans, and cost in goods and services is up 25% of where they were in 2020, but I would say more like 50%. And things are going to double this coming year. That's right. This is going to be a broad crisis. And the SNAP crisis, is it going to cause people to snap? Yes, it is. A lot of people having to reapply. All that's going to take time. People will be losing their houses, their homes. I mean, the middle class is basically defined as having a household income between $66,666. Imagine that. That's according to the Pew Research Center. That sounds rather satanic. Huh. And $200,000. So if you make an income between $66,666 and $200,000, depending on where you live, you are defined as middle class, and people in that category are having trouble. And you know, that's why I encourage people to go to Mexico. It's far better, far cheaper. Far better food, far better people. I mean, everything is virtually better. And they've lied to the American public about Mexico, so they will not go. They want to block people. They're going to start locking Americans in. Get out while you can, because the FBI is now spying on a Signal group chat of immigration activists. That's right, they're spying on American citizens. And the FBI, they do this rather routinely. And now they're spying on one of those encrypted Signal chats. But it's a group chat. And there's immigration rights activists in this. And they're organizing their court watch efforts in New York City. And the FBI documents show that they gained access to conversations in a court watch Signal group. So this is the lengths that the FBI is going to. It's basically in all encrypted conversations, in all text. I mean, they just have AI agents for the FBI now going through all this stuff, and they want to know what Americans are doing. They're interested in this. They want to snoop around, apparently, according to this report out of The Guardian, at least. And we all know where that is all headed, and Christmas chaos might be looming, guys, because 2,000 UPS workers are set to strike with Amazon, and Apple parcels are mostly at risk. So they're saying that there's a 2.8% rise for 2025 and a 3.2% for 2026, below the latest RPI measure of inflation, and about 4.5%. So Christmas and January sales deliveries could face major delays because of these UPS workers might begin balloting for strike action. And walkouts could start hitting mid-December, just in time for 3i Atlas on the 19th, you know, when it's going to become visible by amateur astronomers already capturing images that look pyramidal or cubic in shape and golden, much like the city of New Jerusalem. Images are showing up. Guys, there's a new film coming out, and it seems to be some type of propaganda film, probably part of the reverse blue beam. Go to darkwire.xyz, darkwire.xyz right now. Read the reverse blue beam article. Really learn what that is, the reverse blue beam. It is fascinating, and I coined the term darkwire.xyz. Go there. It's on the main page. But this government shutdown, you know, ties into all these UAP sightings, all the FAA shutdown. I told you guys the Nibiru Nemesis star system is arriving, and we are in the age of disclosure. In fact, it's a new film that's going to be in theaters Friday and on Amazon Prime, and Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, and other Select House Committee members and governors and senators and other representatives are in the film, and essentially it's part of the disclosure that is coming out, because we are getting to the point to where they are going to have to admit extraterrestrial presence or they will lose all credibility. NASA's already been burned with their latest press here, and they held this conference the other day in the Goddard Space Museum or whatever, and lied to the American people about the nature of interstellar object 3i Atlas, the third interstellar object to enter our system. It's about 1 million times the size of Oumuamua, 1,000 times the size of 2i Borisov. And this is all coming to a head. Are little green men going to invade the Earth? Alien submarines? Gassy whales? Mystery bubbles off the coast of California spark intrigue and conspiracy theories. Guys, it's a gassy whale bubbling up, or a top secret submarine. Godzilla rising from the sulfur fueled waters of Hermosa Beach. Well, residents have been stumped over this patch of bubbles that's been rising out of the ocean. That's right, in Hermosa Beach off the coast of California. And this ties into all the latest seismic and volcanic activity in the ocean. Guys, the axial seamount volcano ready to go. The Cascades heating up. Mount Rainier, scientists there are having to make an excuse. They're coming out with cover stories, but we know the real story. I've been following this close, but mainstream media is trying to say that Seattle scientists are debunking rumors. They're saying they're rumors and it's false alarm. There's nothing going on with Mount Rainier. But guys, this is like one of those action movies where the top's going to blow off of this thing, pop off, and boom, there it goes, you know, right off. So I don't know. Are there aliens underwater bubbling up? Whales that have gas? I mean, who knows? But we can tell that a lot of Earth changes are coming. Things are heating up and getting suspicious altogether. And in the big context of things, you know, we're going to have to see where this 3i Atlas situation is all headed. Lots of people online commenting on their thoughts on 3i Atlas. Virtually no one believes the official story. Avi Loeb has come forth. He's spoken out against NASA, basically. you know, obviously trying to, you know, act like a gentleman basically about it. But you can tell that he is mad. And he did a question and answer session for Fox 32 Chicago. People were calling in. They were asking questions. But, you know, he basically, we're going to have to wait until on or around December 19th. And this is our window as to which we're going to start getting more and more photos in the meantime. But that's when we might see an actual spacecraft in some of the lenses of these telescopes. Now, will they do lockdowns? Will they do a blackout? Will they do solar flares before all this? I don't know. I mean, things are getting strange, and they might be running a, you know, AI Donald Trump part of the time. I mean, people saw his hands looking manipulated in some footage a while back. I mean, we don't even know what they got going on, how bunkered down they are, but I have confirmed that we're in CogCon 2, Continuity of Government Condition Level 2, and this is a serious matter, so they're very worried. That basically means that a threat is imminent, and they are very worried about it. They know of something, they know about something, and isn't it coincidental that the age of disclosure is coming out right at this time, right? So all of this going on as the economy is imploding, as the dollar is losing value, as the SNAP program, you know, usually pushes out $80 billion a year into the economy, all that's going away or going to be stalled. And a lot of these stores, the mom and pop shops, and even the bigger chains are going to start filling this. A lot of this is going to start coming to a screeching halt, essentially, in you know, in the bigger picture, like the overall terms, right? So looking in on this, I don't see things getting any better. Things are probably only going to get worse, and it's all coming to a head. And now this Epstein Files thing, obviously just created to become a distraction, and it's just going to go on and on and on and on, and nothing will ever come out of that. They will never lock any of these people up or do anything about it. They all have diplomatic immunity. They're in secret societies, and they will not ever be held accountable. So they're just going to be in their underground bases that Donald Trump sold out golden tickets to for $5 million a pop. And now we have to wonder what this $300 billion ballroom is at the White House. A lot of people say some type of secret AI, IT structure, or underground base. What is going on? The Solomon's Temple? I mean, we don't even know what they got going right now, but we know they're in continuity of government, they're bunkered down, they're braced for something, and they are acting so weird over this NASA press conference with the Three-Eye Atlas, them lying to the general public, glossing over all the anomalies, acting like everything is normal. It is not normal, and things are going to continue to heat up and get crazy, right? So it's all going to ramp up. I guess there was a fire extinguished in a subway in between Rayburn and the U.S. Capitol, but it was a special Capitol tram, some kind of underground tunnel. They're not really saying that, but my sources tell me that it's some kind of underground system. And, you know, I don't know if this is part of a continuity of government operation or there was some attack in there, but they're basically just saying that the fire erupted in the trolley system. Two officers are taken to the hospital, but I think that is a government tram system. So we have to question, is that tied into the continuity of government system? You know, what was going on there and what really created that fire? A crew on the street's been working this week, blowing air through a line, and it's been generating bubbles, which started blowing out that air in California. Apparently, this is what people are saying now on the social media. I was talking about the, I just now saw this comment. But they're saying that it's actually a construction work site blowing these bubbles off the coast of California. I mean, they got cover story after cover story. Guys, there's volcanic and tectonic activity ramping up. They're trying not to tell you about the seismic earthquake swarm in and around the San Diego, the Bay Area. Things are getting bad. Guys, I'm going to get out of here for today. And I mean, there's nothing major going on. You guys have a great Friday. I'll be back on tomorrow and try and do a banger show on some great topics that I want to, you know, get out there again and really cover in depth and touch on. But things are going to develop. Look forward to an eventful weekend, an eventful week. Support the show. The show archives on Apple Podcast and Spotify. For your listening pleasure, y'all have a great day.
Always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.